Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur on mitzvah Resh Tzadi Beis, mitzvah Slice 192, we were discussing the mitzvah of affording an accused criminal or an accused individual, innocent until proven guilty, due process. And what we saw was that there seems to be a tairovis, both in Rabbi Akiva and in the Rambam, of two unconnected dinim, or two disparate dinim. One is that you have to give everybody a court case. That's the halacha in the Rambam. Then he continues and he says that the shoftim who witness the crime cannot be judges. If they're witnesses, ein eid na'aseh dayin. Now, ein eid na'aseh dayin is built on the first din, in Achinami, that you can't be a dayin if you're an aid, if you witnessed it. So that means you're not giving the person due process if the aid is a dayin. But that's a separate din. First of all, you're not allowed to. First of all, you have to give him a proper court case. And then Viter, if a judge witnessed something, then he can't be a judge. And if the whole Beis Din saw him, he has to go to a different Beis Din. But that's a different din that you have to go to a do that then eight Nasa Dayan. So the Rambam writes it in Lysis Reish Sadi Beis. And that's also Rabbi Akiva's words in the Gemara in Maseches Makis and Daf Yud Beis, that he says, how do we know that a Sanhedrin here we have this din of giving him due process. You have to make sure he has a case, even if it's an edge and so on. But he also throws in Beis Din Acher, the Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. So why does he put the two together? And we discussed it. Are we Gari Sacher or not Gari Sacher? Maybe it means Acher, maybe that's Gari Sacher. But the point is, what is he putting the two dinim together? If you want to teach us that Sanhedrin, you have to give the person due process from Arondo Lifnei de la Mishpat, so then teach it to me without the Beis Din saying it. That's how the Rambam brings it in Ilchos Rotzeach. Rambam just brings this halacha that you have to go to a Beis Din. When somebody kills somebody else, you have to have a due process. You have to give him a court case. But why does Rabbi Akiva frame it in terms of where the Beis Din saw it, and maybe it's going to a different Beis Din? Anyway, that's Betamtzis, the kasha that we concluded with. Now we'd like to say as follows. Mari Rabbi say, a Yisod Gadol, and this is again based in the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Moreinenu Hagoyin, Rabbi Fala Koyin Kunstler Shlita. Very, very special Talmud Chacham. B'Pshitus, the Yisod of this Lav, according to the Rambam, is that the Torah forbids us to kill somebody's mechuyev misa without ha'amada lefnei Beis Din, without due process. However, we have to read the Rambam here carefully. The Rambam writes here, she'es hiranu meharoig, etc. Aval neviyeyu lebeis din, bechreach, v'noid olav ke'edim lefneiem, v'ni anachnu edim lebeis din, v'hem yishbetu olav. We have to bring him to the Beis Din, willy-nilly, by force, has to be, can't just kill. And we should testify about him, v'noid olav ke'edim lefneim, like edim in front of him, in front of them. We'll testify about him, like edim in front of them, V'niyah nachnu edim lebeisdin, and will be edim to beisdin. First he writes, shenayda lev ke'edim. And then he says, shenayah nachnu edim lebeisdin. Ze lashon miyuteret. If shenayda lev ke'edim, of course, shenayah nachnu edim lebeisdin. Who else are we being edim for? So what's this lashon of v'noyed aleihem ke'edim lefneihem, v'niya nachnu edim lebeisdin? Behemshech, he writes with regard to the Beis Din HaGadol who sees him commit this crime. V'hem kulam edim tavo edus etzo Beis Din Acher. So again, he says they're Edim. And then the Edim has to come before the Beis Din. They're Edim, and the Edus has to come to Beis Din. What's the double lashon? So it would appear that we can explain this based on the Chinuch. The Chinuch is a mitzvah tough test. Sometimes in life we have tough tests. This is a tough test. Zok the Heilige Chinuch, who goes b'shitas HaRambam, explaining this lav, and he writes, we're now allowed to kill him. We see him doing an aver, before going to the Beis Din. And then he brings a filo roll Beis Din HaGadol Shaharag, like the Rambam writes over here. U'behemshech dvarav mishoshe ha-mitzvah, right? Even if the Beis Din HaGadol sees him, he still has to be brought in front of the court. So if the Beis Din sees it themselves, they have to bring to a different Beis Din. And then he writes as follows: Mishoshe mitzvah v'shim dinu fas yudavar kashem mo'ed shetzorach tiktu gadol b'yoseh. Netzdav u'ed elias matzil an anidam b'chol dabar roi la'atzilu b'shvila. Because dinu nefashis is something very, very difficult. And you need to be very careful. So the Eda has to be matzil hanidam b'chol dabar ha'roi. They have to save him in any which way. Right, says Pasuk. Shaftu Eda and Mitzilu Eda, they have to do whatever they can to save him. They have to really try to uncover a schus for him, and if he has a schus, to save him. Vim lo yaharig. And if not, then he'll be killed. And therefore, we're forewarned that the din should come before Beis Din. But the Edom shouldn't judge him when they saw it with their own eyes, because since they saw it, they can't find the schus for him. So because they're going to think he's chayef because they saw it. They're not going to look for ways to find, to let him be found innocent, to find him innocent. So that's the Yachinuch. And this is really taken from the Sig in Rosh Hashanah that we saw in the previous year, and the Chavav, that it says in the Gemara that Medina Nefashos, it says, Shavdei Atzilei, V'kem d'chaziyu d'kata al-nafsha, l'ma t'chazu le'tzchutz, we're talking about Eid Natsitayin. An aide can't be a dayan because once they see that he killed, they're not going to find any schus for him. They're not going to find a schus for him. And you can't do that because the Torah says, V'shaftu eda v'tzilu eda. This is predicated in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But this is hard to understand. Because the Gemara is talking about Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. And there you can say Vitzilu Aida. That we want to save the guy so the person who's an aid can't be a Dayan because then he's not going to be saved. But the Chinuch took this idea And he reframed it. He framed it in the context of, you're not allowed to kill him without a Beis Din. You need a Beis Din. So again, what's the chinuch talking about over here? The chinuch here is talking about the din that of due process. You can't just kill somebody. You have to bring him before the Beis Din. And then he says, oddly enough, that if they saw it on their own, then you can't just kill him. When Aiden see something happen, they can't just kill the guy. When Aiden see something happen, they can't just kill the guy. They have to bring him in front of Beis Din. Because the Aiden who saw it aren't going to be able to find his chus. So maybe they have to bring it in front of the Beis Din who's going to find his chus. But that's not what he's talking about. We're talking about killing without a din. And then the chinuch brings in, yeah, and if the Eidim saw it, then they can't judge him because they're not going to be able to find his chus. So when the Gemara talks about it, the Gemara is fine. Gemara's proving an Eid Nasidayan. Seder, an Eid Nasidayan. Because the Eid isn't going to be able to find his chus for the person. And that's why the Gemara explains an Eid Nasidayan. But here, we're talking about the obligation of due process, of having to give the person a proper court case. So what does that have to do with the fact that who says he's not getting a proper court case if they saw it? We said if they saw it, they can't judge him. Because they're not going to be hofeich b'schus. So why not? Let them judge him. As long as you give him a proper court case, that's fine. We're talking about killing without a din. And he says, yeah, but if you kill with a din, it's not okay. If the judges were also witnesses. Ma'kesha. There's a din on the Beis Din to be hofech b'schusa. That's a din on the Beis Din. But here we're dealing with the din on the accused. That we need to give him due process before we kill him. And then he throws in, yeah, and the Beis Din has to be hofech b'schusa. They're not going to be able to do so if they saw it themselves. It's a mashu achir. So you see from the chinuch that the yesod of this lav is not because the pasuk is telling us that there's no hariga without hamata lefnei Beis Din, but rather it's an iser that's incumbent upon this aid who saw this maise chet to be mekayim the mishpat oinsho shel zeh. He has to properly fulfill the onus of this person. And the explanation is that we saw shitas Rambam. That there's a havamina that an aid who saw it can kill the guy. And the pasuk is coming to tell us that it's true that mitzad ikar geder chiyuv misa, it's true. And the onesh is miskayim aidea aid haroya gambaloi din. Nevertheless, he can't kill him. Because what we learn from this pasuk is that an aid on dinei nefashis is only b'toras aid. And he's not allowed to kill the person. Because the geder hariga al yado is a kiyum mishpat onsha. And the Torah negates from the aid who sees the ability, the right, to be mekayim the mishpat, to fulfill the judgment of the sinner. And that's why the chinuch brings the geder of the yisr, is because of yitzilu ha'eda. And the eidim who saw it can't be hofech b'schusa. Because the pasuk is not going to tell us stam, that there's no din v'einish misa b'lisha amad b'din b'fnei bezin like we thought. But rather, that mitzad ikar adin, nishal kibisal kadaitach. Mitzad ikar adin, we remain with the havamina. They can be mekayim zayinu shal adi aroa b'li Beis Din. But the chiddush is that this eid haroya is possible to be mekayim the mishpat einshay. He can only be an aid. And he can't be mekayim the onus of the chote. That's what the chinuch adds the reason. Because this aid who sees it is not going to find this chus. And it's incumbent upon the person who's mekayim the mishpat of the mechuyav of misa to seek out his chus, v'tzilu aida. And the chinuch holds not only talking about dayanim. Also, when the Eidim are coming to be Mekayim Mishpat Onsha, they have to be Hofech B'Schusa. And hopefully we'll see what his Makor is. So the point here is that in a Chinami, in principle, the Eidim can carry out the punishment. But the Chiddush is that the reason practically they can is because he's not going to be Hofech B'Schusa. He's not going to seek out his chus. Because the din here is that you have to give him a proper punishment. And the only way to give him proper punishment, it's not just a din that he needs to have due process. The din is to give him a proper punishment. And the proper punishment could theoretically be done by the Eidim, but it's not because practically, because they're not going to be hofech b'schusa. And that's what the Rambam says. That he says, "Bibir alav." Not only it's aser lahargo b'lo lamido ledin. He says, "Shenevieu lebeizin beechreach, v'noed alav ke'edim lefneiam, v'nia nachnu edim lebeizin." V'heim yishpetu alav. We testify about him like edim. And we are the Eidim to the Beis Din, and they are going to judge. And that's like what we explained in the Chinuch, that that goof is the Yisod HaLav, that the aid is prevented from being Mekayim Onsha. And all he can do is be an aid. V'nevieu le-Beis Din, v'noyed alav ke'edim l'fanav, v'niya nachnu Eidim le-Beis Din v'heim yishpetu. We're going to be the Eidim, and they're going to judge, meaning the judges and not the aid. So the yisod of the lav is that the aid, practically speaking, cannot carry out the punishment. Why are we executing this accused person? Because that's the mishpat onsha. That's the law of his punishment, that he is to be killed. But if the aid does it, that's not a proper mishpat. Why not? Because he's not going to be hofech b'schusa. So what the Torah is doing is, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, is it's saying that to the aidim, you can't be the judges. In other words, it's saying, Eidim yes, but Mishpat no. The judgment's carried out by the judges. Because the Eidim are not going to be Hofech B'Tzchusa. And based on what we explained, it would appear that the Rambam holds that in this Pasuk there's a lav not to be Meimis the Chote, not to kill the Chote, without Hamad B'din, without due process, and that it says in Sanhedrin. That the Sanhedrin Sharo Shein Harganos the Achiyama based in Acher. That's the Gemara we saw in Makis. That this is because Ein Eid Nasa Dayan Bedin Ein Afashus. It's really the same thing. The fact that we have to have due process, and the fact that when they saw it, they have to bring it to a different Beis Din, is really the same yisod. And that is, it's not stam and iser hariga without hamad al din, but rather there's an iser al aroya liyos yoser me'ed bilvad b'mishpat achote. The ro is not allowed to be more than an aid. He's limited to being an aid. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Ha'amdo lifnei ha'ed al ha'mishpat. Meaning that the aid has no chelek in the mishpat. The aid has, you have to stand before the Eda, before the judges. But the aid has no chelek in the mishpat. Because harigaso hi kiyam mishpata. The killing is part of the mishpat, and the edim have no part of that. It's the beis din that judges. So from this very halacha, we learn that ein ed naaseh dayan b'dinei nefashos. That's also included in this Asara. Because since he's an aid, he can't be a dayan. So we have two halachas that are one. A, due process, you have to be ma'amid also b'din. And B, then ein ed naaseh dayan. It's not stam in his hariga b'lisha amidu l'din. But rather that the person who sees it can't be more than an aid. Because it's for the judges to judge, not for the aidim. Because they're not going to be hofich b'schusa. That's why the Rambam holds like our girsa, achi yamud b'beis din acher. So it's true that the Ikar Alab is coming to warn that the roa can't kill him without being ma'amid also l'din. Because that's the Yesoda Azhara. That why can the Roa not kill him until he's Ma'amid Oso L'din? Because all he can be is an aid. He can't be more than an aid. So if the Sanhedrin sees it, they also can't be aidim. They also can't. They also can't be judges. Because an aid is only an aid. And that's the Lashon HaRambam, Afilu Beis Din HaGadol Shero. What do you mean, Afilu Beis Din HaGadol Shero? It's the same din. They're like Edim. If Edim see, they can't judge. So the Beis Din sees, the Sanhedrin sees, they can't judge either. So what's the Chiddush, Afilu Beis Din HaGadol Shero? The answer is no. There'd be a Havamina that, what are we saying? We're saying that an aid can carry out the judgment. Seder, but that's an aid. He was denied the koach kiyum ha-mishpat, mishpat ha-onesh, without hamad b'din. But maybe Sanhedrin wasn't. Maybe Sanhedrin can kill him without hamad b'din. Or maybe Sanhedrin can kill him with hamad b'din. If they saw it, then they can be ma'amid also l'din and then kill him. And the answer is no. The Rambam is telling us, afilu beis din ha'gadol. Because what we're doing here is we're negating, eidim can't be dayanim. That's the yesod. Once you're an eid, you're negated from being a dayan. Because the kiyum ha'mishpat cannot be carried out by eidim. So there has to be due process. And the due process includes that the Edim can't be the Dayanim. That the judgment can't be carried out by Edim. And the makor for this Chiddush is from the Sigin Rosh Hashanah. We learn from the V'shaftu Edim V'tzilu Edim. And since they saw that he killed, so they're not going to look for a schus. So this pasuk of Shaltu Yitzilei has come to Megala Yisod V'Shalav Delo Yamus Erotzeach Adam Do Lefnei Ha'ed El HaMishpat. What is the reason for not killing him until he stands before the judgment? The reason is Yitzilu Ha'edah, because we want to save him. And this is Shayachim L'Gabar Dianim Gemurim. And this answers the kash of Tosis and Rosh Hashanah. Why we need two psukim for the same halacha of the Edom not being able to judge? So based on what we explained with Das HaRambam, it's very pashut. Because the Ikar Alav is Le'imas HaRotzeach. Adam Dofnei Dela Mishpat. That he can't be killed until there's a proper judgment. And we need the pasuk of Yitzilu Eida to be Megala Tamo V'Yisodo Shel Lav Zeh. What's the reason for this lav? And Mamele, we can learn that even Dayanim that are coming to judge in B'din Gamor, they're also Shaykh to this lav. That the aid can't be Makayim the Mishpat, even if he's a Dayan and it's a Din Gamor, because he's not being a Hofech B'Schusa. And that's the Makor Divrei Achinuch that brings the Sig in Rosh Hashanah of Yitzilu Eida. For the Yisra and the Edom to kill him without Hamad B'din, because it's one din. And that's the Sig in Rosh Hashanah. That's Megala the Yisra Lav in the Pasuk of La Yumas HaRotzeach, Adam Dolef Ne'ed El HaMishpat. That he requires due process, and that includes the fact that the Edom can't be Dayanim. Because they're not going to be Hofech B'Schusa. B'Tzilu Eida. Why does he need due process? Because of Yitzilu Eida, because we want to do everything we can to save him. So if the reason that we need due process is because after everything I can save him, and maybe that includes that the Eidim can't be Dayanim, even if it's the Sanhedrin. Why not? Because then you're not going to save him, because they saw it. They're not going to look for reasons to save him. So to summarize, the Isser is from the pasuk of La Yumas HaRotzeach Adam Do Lefnei Del HaMishpat. You need to give him due process, but then the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos goes on and talks about how an aid can't be a dayan, that somebody who witnessed it can't also be the judge. Because this requirement of due process includes that an aid can't carry out the Mishpat HaOnish. Even the Beis Din HaGadol can't carry out the Mishpat HaOnish. They have to bring him to somebody else. Because included in the due process is that they're Hofech B'Schus, so they seek out a Schus. And if they see it, they're not going to seek out a Schus. It's really part and parcel of the same Din. And that's why Rabbi Akiva in Makkos and Daf Yud Beis says, "Minayin l'sanedin sharoach hachargis hanefesh, shein misin l'asheshiyamid shiyamid beis din acher." When they see it, first of all, they have to make sure that he goes to court, but it also has to be another court. Adam do lefnei de l'mishpat at shiyamid beis din acher. So he has to go to a different beis din, because edim are nishlalim. Edim are negated from being dayanim. Because they're not going to be Hofech B'Schusa. And that's indicated by the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the Sugya of Ein Eid Naseh Dayan, because of Yishavtu Eida V'Tzilu Eida. And once they see it, they're not going to be able to save him, because they're going to be too biased that he's guilty. So we saw this Yisod from the language of the Chinuch. That the Chinuch emphasizes after telling us this whole inyan of due process, the requirement, he says that if they saw it themselves, they can't judge him. The Edom gets a din not only on the judges, if the judges see it, they can't judge him, the Edom also. Nobody can judge him if they see it, because then they're not going to be Hofech B'Schusa. And that's part and parcel of the din of having a proper judgment. That's why the Rambam emphasizes, we'll be the Edom, but they have to judge, meaning the Edom can't judge, because the Ed can't be Mekayim the Mishpat. And there's still a lot more to say, of course, and we hope to continue this discussion and to see more neflos mitaras Hashem, because there's always so much more. And it's mamish chaval to lose out and not learn it, but, you know, we only live the amount of time Hashem gives us. So all we can do is chaperein and try to take as much advantage as we can of our time as possible. V'hamik b'taras Hashem. B'simcha v'tuv leviv meirov kol. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. U'bezrat Hashem, anachnu namshich. Bli nedar.